Welcome to Everyday Law, a podcast of the Sacramento County Public Law Library. I'm librarian Kate Fitz, and this is episode 19, Conservatorships. If you have a close friend or family member who is suffering from severe physical or mental illness, recovering from a serious accident, or declining mentally or physically as a result of aging, they may need your help, including finding a place to live, obtaining health care, or even depositing checks in the bank. Even if it is only a temporary situation, a conservatorship may be the answer for you to take care of your loved one. A conservatorship is a legal arrangement in which a responsible adult or organization oversees the personal care or financial matters of another adult who is considered to be incapable of managing alone. The person who cannot care for him or herself is called the conservatee. The person or organization the judge chooses to oversee the care of your family member is known as the conservator. A conservator can be a family member, friend, or professional person. California law on conservatorships can be found in the probate code beginning at section 1800. You can look at these codes online from the California Legislature's website at www.leginfo.ca.gov. A California conservatorship must be formally established through a court proceeding. There are two types of conservatorships. A general probate conservatorship is for all adults who are unable to provide for their personal needs due to conditions rendering them incapable of caring for themselves or making them subject to undue influence of others. A limited probate conservatorship applies when the person is developmentally disabled. In this type of conservatorship, the powers of the conservator are limited so that the disabled person may live as independently as possible. The proposed conservator must first file a petition for conservatorship to initiate the court proceeding. The petition for conservatorship is a judicial council form number GC310. Judicial council forms are available online for free at the California Courts website at www.courts.ca.gov. If the conservatorship is granted, possible duties may include making arrangements for the conservatee's care and protection, deciding where the conservatee will live, and making arrangements for the conservatee's meals, health care, clothing, transportation, and overall well-being. Conservator of the estate duties also include managing the conservatee's finances, controlling and protecting all assets and income, paying the conservatee's bills, and most importantly, provide an accounting to the court regarding the management of those funds. To read the Handbook for Conservators available on the California Courts website, go to www.courts.ca.gov. The website will also have general information on conservatorships and the procedures for obtaining one. If the process seems a little daunting, there may be legal alternatives to a conservatorship. If the person is able to understand and is willing to sign a power of attorney or advanced health care directive, these may be all that is needed for the person to be well cared for. These forms are available on the Sacramento County Public Law Library's website at www.saclaw.org. When you visit the law library, ask the reference librarian for books with sample forms and general information that cover all of these topics. This episode of Everyday Law was written and read by librarian Robin Moultzen. To subscribe to the Everyday Law podcast or check out our other services, visit our website at www.saclaw.org.